From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, and thanks for tuning in. This is Stuff They Don't Want You to Know Audio. My name is Ben.
And my name is Matt.
And today, Matt, you and I are doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with a bit of an update.
Yeah, this is one of the first times we've been able to do an update outside of our Friday vlogs. Now, we've covered whistleblowing before.
Yeah, we covered it in 2011. We made a three-part series that we recently released on our YouTube and test tube channels and on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And the information contained within is from 2011. So we kind of wanted to give an update to a lot of the characters that we talked about in that in those stories.
Right. And this is a situation that can happen to us when we're covering something that's still developing or evolving. Case in point, some people may say, but guys, didn't you do an audio episode on whistleblowing? Yes, we did. And it's already out. However, things have happened so rapidly that we wanted to catch everybody up on that information so that you have the latest stuff. First question, Matt, I'll pose to you. What's going on with Chelsea Manning?
Okay, so in the show, in I believe it was episode, maybe it was all three episodes, mm-hmm. we refer to Bradley Manning as the whistleblower who talked with WikiLeaks, released a lot of logs, the Afghanistan and the Iraq war logs, and the collateral murder video that WikiLeaks published. At the time, he was Bradley Manning. And now, I believe this story broke right around sentencing, when he was going to be sentenced.
Right.
That he'd like to be known as Chelsea. She now would like to be known as Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And this is something
that for a few observers struck them as, I don't know, suspicious or something, because, Manning was held in what you could argue was an unconstitutional situation, you know, total isolation,
sleep deprivation.
Yeah, not allowed to exercise for a time as well. And later, came out and, you know, wanted to complete the transition from male to female and identify as Chelsea. So there's been a lot of speculation over whether this is related to the leaks. Come to find out that before the leaks occurred, then known as Bradley Manning had already had some identified as someone with a body disorder. Mm-hmm. And this is something that can be, this is something that people will tell you does occur before somebody does make the decision to have some sort of gender transition surgery. We do know as well that at sentencing, despite the cries from the people on the far left and the far right, Bradley or Chelsea Manning was neither executed on the spot nor let off scot-free with a parade. It looks like this person's going to be in jail for a while.
Yeah. At least, she was not charged with aiding and abetting the enemy, right?
Right.
Or no, she was not charged with treason. Yeah.
And treason does have a possible death sentence. And, we've got actually some interesting historical anecdotes about people who have been convicted of treason and then later found to be innocent. Or yeah. more likely than not innocent. So,
Stay quickly, to give an update from the 2011 videos. If you're mm-hmm. watching, if you're listening to this after watching the videos, mm-hmm. It just should be noted this was, an interesting development. Then in 2012, Bradley Manning was voted Person of the Year, mm-hmm. By the Guardian's web poll. And it was kind of contentious because it looked like maybe there was some weirdness going on with
Internet
the voting.
Hacking.
A bit of hacking. But still, either way, Bradley Manning, at the time Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, was voted Person of the Year, which is pretty crazy,
mm-hmm.
Considering how vilified he was at the time.
Yeah, and there are a couple of things we should talk about before we go on. Just some background context here. The Guardian is a paper based in the United Kingdom, widely considered to be on the left side of politics. That's just sort of a bias or perception that we need to acknowledge before mm-hmm. we move on.
Sure, sure.
And then also, this Person of the Year award at the same time as there was so much vilification, I love that you use that word, was supported by quite a few people and derided by quite a few people. Most of the people who said he shouldn't be Person of the Year were, wait for it, oh, in the United States. Who's surprised about that? Because regardless of how you look at it, whether you support the idea of whistleblowing, whether you think it is a violation of, you know, numerous moral standards, which, you know, could be argued since he or she was working for the government at the time, and you know what is the nature of a patriot, right? Is ultimately what that argument boils down to. But regardless of what you think, huge embarrassment to the United States, an operational impediment in the most undiplomatic terms possible. Uncle Sam got caught with his pants down.
Yeah.
His so-called private Instagram account, I guess, got made public.
Well, and he thought that was bad.
Yes, and he thought that was bad.
What? Like the government with his pants down. However.
Yeah.
Somebody had surveillance cameras set up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In all of the dirty places.
Sure. And that man was?
Mr. Edward Snowden.
Who, readers, and listeners may be either delighted or horrified to find out is still alive. I don't know if he's hale and hearty. I don't know how excited he is about his day-to-day life, but he does currently live in Russia. He is looking for employment. He continues to make waves, or rather his actions continue to make waves, because the leaks coming out about the NSA, even from just the time the story
as recent
broke,
as this week,
as recent as this week, perfect. They are rocking the foundations of a lot of assumptions made both by people in the mainstream media and people who would be formally considered paranoid.
And it's information about the entire international spying community. It's not just about the U.S.
Right. It's not just about Britain.
No. Much in the same way that Chelsea Manning's information about the war logs, you know, the diplomatic cables, were not just U.S.-centric.
Right. Touched on European countries dealing with it, touched on backdoor agreements. And what's strange about this is that in both of these cases, there are no – I think we said this in the earlier video or the earlier episode – it's not as though there are more skeletons in the closet. It's just more people have keys to the closets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to get the word out. You know, often whenever you hear people arguing in diplomatic circles, there's a lot of rhetoric, you know, there's a lot of buzzword terminology being thrown around. One of my favorite examples of this, and this might be a little conspiratorial, but hell, that's what the show's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes you'll hear, oh my gosh, a dozen terrorists somehow broke out of a prison, you know, in Karachi or something.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that they were allowed to break out in some kind of quid pro quo deal, because politics away from the headlines can be just as Machiavellian and ugly as a physical war. The difference is that often the diplomats are, you know, bartering other people's lives rather than their own, which is to be said before I vilify them. This is part and parcel of diplomacy. This is how the game is supposed to be played. But the idea that this should all be kept secret, right? It's part of the operational integrity, right? And these kind of things. But it does show at the very least a disingenuous, cynical nature when we compare what governments around the world have been telling their citizens versus what governments around the world are doing to their citizens and to the citizens of other states.
Do as daddy says, not as he does.
Right. And we found, you had a great statistic, just how much of the NSA leaks from Snowden have been published?
Well, according to one source, and darn it if I don't know exactly what it is, but they were just discussing the amount of information that Snowden retains in his, I believe they call it his doomsday little vault that he has of information.
His insurance policy.
Exactly. And according to, I think it was on The Guardian, they said only about 1% has been leaked thus far.
And this is a great point, because one of the things that needs to be hammered home, it's a scary number to hear, 1%. Because out of that 1%, we've seen some 1984 level terrifying stuff. We've found out that the NSA not only has the capacity to monitor the vast majority of the average person's communication, location, and social networks, but they also have what amounts to no oversight with some of this stuff. And when I say that, I'm saying it carefully, because I am being objective. I'm not bringing politics into this. It amounts to no oversight, and that's most clearly seen in the fact that NSA employees and contractors were able to perform searches on, like, this James Bond supervillain level database on their boyfriends, their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be happening with some of this most important information. And I don't know. Maybe it was just one of those rare exceptions, but without knowing that, without the transparency that would be necessary to know what those searches were about, all we can say is that it's enormously troubling. And we've also found out that foreign countries are all cooperating on spying on each other and all pretending to be just appalled when it comes to light. And we're talking about hacking people's personal cell phones like Angela Merkel. And we're also talking about taking information provided in, you know, state level meetings and passing it to corporations saying, hey, guess what, buddy? Which is technically, I'm just going to say technically, illegal in the United States to do if you're a person. Or a person who's not in Congress, because as we know, insider trading laws do not apply to either the House or the Senate.
But it strikes me, there's going to be very soon another national debate on corporate personhood. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to stem from some of these allegations or some of these leaks about what corporations do.
Right.
So if a corporation does this, and the Daily Show has been covering this recently. What the heck do we do to a corporation? Is it really, if it's that much of a person, that person needs to be jailed or really reprimanded, not just fined money.
Well, the question is then, you know, if it is a business, then the business decision is, at what threshold does a fine need to be set in order to become a prohibitive or action, you know? Mm-hmm. If you and I are making a deal, an illegal deal for $800 million and our fine is $200 million and no one goes to jail, then that's just part of the transaction price. That's just another tax. And that's, I think that's interesting, and that's a good subject that we should delve in. Before we go, though, of that 1% that's been leaked, it's very easy to think, oh, these massive apocalyptic revelations will come to light. Well, I guess an apocalypse just means when things become hidden, things become apparent. But the point being that it's also quite possible that these leaks are curated by Glenn Greenwald to make the biggest possible impact. Mm-hmm. Which means that if these all came out of a dump, then it's quite possible that the other 90% or even 99% are relatively mundane things.
Well, I am terrified and extremely excited about what will be released right around 2016. when that election's coming up.
Do you think we'll be in there?
Yeah.
No way. I'm glad you said 2016, because this revelation, the part about the Snowden update that is frightening and I guess exciting is a fair word. The part about this that's just astonishing is that what we have revealed, or what we have had revealed to us, strongly implies that one of the reasons there are fewer people in the federal level or the federal apparatus seeking to curtail this power is that the NSA might have the ability to blackmail them.
It would be extremely easy. They can turn the camera on or off whenever they want without you knowing on your cell phone. That's one of the things that we found out they could do. And they've been doing this well before the current administration. These are the same things that Thomas Drake and Thomas Tam were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the George W. Bush years.
Right. And we know that this practice expanded under the current administration, but we do not know the degree to which it expanded. We just know that it did.
Well, and is it a self-expanding structure? Is it the thing that continues to grow? Is it being grown by the executive branch?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just one of those things that's kind of run away? Is it a cancer, Ben?
You're right. Is it metastasizing? Well, the thing going back to our skeleton in the closet thing, it turns out that the NSA might just have all the keys.
Yeah.
To all of the closets, which means that, it could be political suicide, depending on who the person is, for them to speak out against this. And let's note that although a vocal majority of Americans have a problem with this sort of invasion of privacy, there is also a sizable faction that says, hey, this is working. This is really stopping terrorist attacks. Even though it is well established that sometimes the line between entrapment and a sting operation is blurring, yeah. Actually increasingly so. But this leads us. I got away from the point you were making, which goes to an excellent segue. You were talking about the corporate shenanigans uncovered by these leaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's kind of jump. I don't know if it's back. Let's jump to November of 2013.
All right, we've jumped.
Okay, so now that we're in November 2013, so WikiLeaks released part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty.
Or TPP.
Or TPP, and it was essentially a draft version of it. And this thing is huge. This partnership, it's been secret for quite a while now, and it has to do with copyright laws internationally.
Sure.
It has to do with a lot of privacy concerns internationally.
IP.
Exactly.
Intellectual property.
Exactly. Yeah. And WikiLeaks just dropped it. And I'm bringing this up to kind of call back to Julian Assange and what the heck is going on with Julian Assange. Mm-hmm. So, that was another huge post, another huge, break that they've given, that WikiLeaks has given. And then, on the day that we're recording this, do you mind that I tell people?
Sure.
It's December 9th when we're recording this, and WikiLeaks has released another two documents, which are describing the divisions between the U.S. and a lot of the other, countries that are involved in this, and how the U.S. is really trying to strong arm a lot of the other countries to come to their view of how copyright should function.
And let's address this, because there is an interesting thing about the TPP that people found out. One of the biggest economies in the world is not a part of the TPP, and that is China. And if you think about it, you can see how that would be an obstacle, to say the least, because the Chinese economy is one of the primary driving forces in the world, or in global international economics, and has just a horrible track record with copyright, IP, or anything like that. There are like 30 different Harry Potter spinoff books, in China, and they're wildly popular. And they're, jeez. Yeah. Well, I'm pulling a number out of my elbow, I'll say, since this is a family show, but the point being now is the TPP negotiations are closing in. we have to wonder how much would the average non-corporate executive or non-international lawyer know about this if it hadn't been for those leaks?
Yeah.
The question now is, do these leaks, do these serve a purpose? Do they help more than they hurt? Because there's no denying that there is harm done, to the international status quo, right? When these are leaked, and I guess that depends on how you feel about the international status quo, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's tough to debate. It's tough to say that, leaks about military activity don't compromise, people's lives. But the question again, do they help more than they hurt? Do they hurt more than they help? In this situation,
I think transparency always helps.
Yes.
But however,
what side?
Yeah. Right? Exactly. And that's the wonderful the debate that this creates. How important is our privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get too much into your kind of, your thoughts, Ben, that you've been talking about
right.
this, but one day we're going to have a conversation really that is really going to tackle privacy in the modern day.
Yeah, well, yeah, if we make it. I'm kidding.
I'm going to jump right back in.
Jump back in.
I'm throwing pot shots at you guys. You never know what Matt's going to say, and it's crazy.
You're wild card.
But we're going to continue on WikiLeaks really fast. Just to note that it was a story I read in the Washington Post on November 25th, and it was discussing how the Justice Department concluded, not officially, this is not official, this is not a legal thing, but they decided that they wouldn't be able to charge Julian Assange. And that's only because they would, if they wanted to do that, they'd also have to prosecute journalists and news organizations in the U.S. Mm-hmm. However, with what we're seeing going on in the U.K. with The Guardian, it seems like we may be moving pretty soon to a future where news organizations are going to be culpable for this kind of stuff.
Well, we may be returning to a situation.
Exactly.
As a lot of our listeners probably know too, the historical situation, has been such that the current freedom of the press is more of an anomaly than it is, a rule. But, great point. I'm so glad you mentioned that Washington Post story, because I'll be honest with you, I am not buying it. I'm not buying it, even if it's on sale. Julian Assange is still holed up in that embassy in London. And, the minute that he walks out, unless something changes, the minute he walks out, he is in some deep, yeah, he's in some deep situations, deeper perhaps than he would
deeper
like.
Than that sound that I just made.
Yeah, that was a pretty deep sound. But also, it's important for us to note that if you look at the language that the Justice Department used in that statement, what they essentially said was that it wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
And they said it in such a way that it could be taken by an optimistic or gullible person to mean that they were done trying to fight that fight. That's not what it means.
Come on, step out of the, come on, get out of that, get out of that embassy just for a second. That's all we need.
Right, right. And, you know, I hate anecdotal comparisons. You hear them all the time when somebody doesn't have facts to back up their story. When someone says, you know, well, I believe in X because think about if you have a boat and some fish and, you know, you're out fishing and what would you do with that fish? That doesn't mean anything.
I really don't know what I'd do with that fish.
Well, you know, the whole, like, when people fall back on some kind of anecdote that's tailored to their cause and hypothetical. That being said.
Uh-oh.
This is just like in a horror movie when someone's pounding on the door and saying they're going to kill you. And then they stop and they go, okay, I've calmed down. I'm sorry.
You should open the door.
Just come out. Let's talk. Julian, come outside.
Oh, God, that's creepy, Ben.
I brought you some corn nuts.
Oh, man. All right. I like it. I really like it. It's just creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. But and also it's not in any way anything but a funny riff because we don't know the situation. And that's the troubling thing. Going back to your earlier point about the transparency, there is only transparency in these programs because these people have committed what are legally crimes, to get the word out to people.
They found their conscience and they thought that there was something bigger or there was, you know, there's a reason, there's a larger reason for me to tell other people about this.
Sure, that's what they say. But now we're in this massive situation where we have facts that were not supposed to come to light, and we have different people saying different things. Let's see, where do you want to go? Oh, we need to talk about,
we haven't even thrown COINTELPRO in there yet, or, you know, disinformation or.
Yeah. Well, we have shows on that too. And I guess our time is running a little long. Matt, is it true? Is it true that you can find the NSA in your favorite online games?
It is true. Okay. Some recent revelations have let us know that yes, World of Warcraft and Second Life have been infiltrated by agents. Literal, actual, physical agents playing World of Warcraft. I'm guessing they're orc characters running around, just listening in, just kind of walking up to other characters.
Like and, NPCs?
No. Like player characters.
Oh, man.
Just walking around. I don't know what version they're playing, which, the latest one, Burning Crusade, who knows?
Sure.
But they're just sneaking around in the dungeons going, oh, what are you guys doing?
And in Second Life as well.
And in Second Life, yes.
Well, you know, logically, you have to admit, if you were the leadership, if you're the leadership of an organization that wants to know everything, then of course you want to go online because that's another channel where people can meet without much supervision.
Yeah, isn't that a weird thing? I hadn't ever fathomed that idea or had that idea that, oh, I want to have a clandestine meeting. I'm just going to hop in Second Life and go into my apartment building on whatever street. And
yeah.
Talk with this other person.
Yeah, that's scary. And, the idea that could happen makes me wonder if it already has happened and
something was busted.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's preemptive.
Cause that's federal money that you're spending to make that happen. And that's both the NSA and the GCHQ. So that's UK and US.
Yeah. GCHQ is the UK version of the NSA, right? And mm-hmm. they work pretty closely.
Mm-hmm.
When we close out, we've got to go to a quotation that you have found.
Yes, this is a quotation from the Swampland blog from Time magazine. It's kind of old, but it's something really to think about because it's, again, I'm always torn on these issues because I want to believe that there's somebody out there who wants to protect my country or whatever. It's hard for me to say country. Who wants to protect humans?
Okay.
Right? I want to believe that there are good people running the countries around the world somewhere there are good people. And then if you think about what the NSA really is supposed to do is it's supposed to protect, be one of the highest levels of protection by gaining information and controlling it. Okay, so this is a quote from Joel Brenner, who was the NSA Inspector General from 2002 to 2006.
Okay, so he's retired.
He's retired. But this is just a quick quote, and I just want to hear what you think, and please tell us about it in the comments what you think about this. Quote, "The agency from top to bottom, leadership to rank and file, feels that it's had no support from the White House, even though it's been trying to carry out publicly approved intelligence missions." So just the idea that we've all decided that these, at least our elected officials have decided that these are the missions that need to be carried out. These are the people who we vote for. They're just trying to do their jobs, is what he's saying.
Hmm.
And we're not getting support from the head.
Okay. So that goes back to your earlier point with the, with asking whether or not the NSA or the current intelligence gathering apparatus is a self-sustaining organism.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Exactly. On. No, yeah. It's exactly what I'm hearing in my head. We're not getting support, even though we are, it's almost like it's so weird. I don't want to say coup. It doesn't feel like a coup or anything.
It feels
like there
might be an adversarial relationship.
Yeah, it really does. And as though they may have more power than perhaps the executive branch does.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like they've got them by the, you know.
Right. By the elbows.
By the elbows.
But this is an interesting thing because we do know that it is fairly common for different parts of a country's government to have adversarial relationships with one another. You know, like the EPA will probably have a contentious relationship with some other agencies.
Yeah, but the EPA doesn't have an ear to every single cell phone in the entire world.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
And, not yet.
And this is not at all something unique to the United States. I think that's important to say. It doesn't make it right, but it's not unique. Mm-hmm. The NSA is not some precious little snowflake. It is a massive glacier, and we're just finding out that other countries are part of that glacier too. And now the question is, what happens in 2014? What happens in 2016? What new things are we going to learn from the other 99% of the Snowden leaks? What's going to happen to Chelsea Manning? Will Julian Assange ever get out of the embassy? To find those answers, we're all going to have to stay tuned. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to talk about it more, we'd love to hear your opinion. Especially, I want to hear from people who support this idea.
Yeah, no,
I want to hear arguments for and against. I've heard a lot of arguments against. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, I've made a lot of arguments against. But I really want to hear the arguments for. I'd like to see some evidence that this has stopped some sort of war, or that this has saved hundreds of thousands of lives. The question here is a question that's very difficult to answer because there's so many variables that they don't want us to know.
Yeah. Or is this just the inevitable reality of a globalized Earth?
Yeah. Right? Is this just a step on the way? So write to us. Let us know what you think. You can find us, as you said, Matt, and you can find us on YouTube and TestTube. You can also send us an email directly. We are
conspiracy@discovery.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracystuff.